Welcome back to Life Combos with Tyriana. I'm your host, Tyriana Evans, and I'm so excited that you are here to join us for another episode. Happy New Year. I'm recording this episode about 3 days into 2025, and I hope that this year brings you all so much joy and happiness and good things. To kick off this new year, I thought it would be cool for us to maybe talk about how to achieve your goals and dreams that you have for 2025. I know that oftentimes people make New Year's resolutions. I've never been that type of person to do that. I will sometimes just write out my goals, but I feel like sometimes New Year's resolutions, it's hard to stick to them and they can be lofty or overwhelming. But I'm going to share some tangible tips to help you reach your goals and hopefully not burn out. So I thought in honor of it being 2025, I would give you all 5 tips to help you achieve your goals and your dreams. And I have used a lot of these tips as well, and they have helped me to be very successful just in terms of like anything that I've wanted to accomplish, whether that was in sports when I was younger, college when I was an undergrad or doing my master's, and even now my PhD and when I was working in corporate and professional settings. So tip number one is to write your goals out. This could be on paper, in a diary, on Canva. It's something about writing your goals down that, you know, one, you don't forget about them, but two, when you accomplish your goals, checking or crossing it off is just incredibly rewarding. I am very old school and I have lots of notebooks and journals from, well, starting really in high school, but definitely from my freshman year of college. My aunt was really nice to have gifted me a journal, and she told me like, hey, like write down your goals, journal about your experiences, and it's when you look back, you'll be surprised at all you accomplished. And she was 100% right. It was something about after graduating with my bachelor's, when I started looking back at that journal and seeing all of my entries and seeing all the things I wanted to achieve, like getting a 4.0 GPA when I was doing, you know, eventually my master's program, and then being able to go abroad. Like I had the opportunity to go to Africa, and I don't know what it is, but being able to just cross something off a list or put a check mark by it is just really rewarding. So I would encourage you to take some time during the beginning of this new year to just really sit down with yourself, try not to have a lot of distractions around you. You know, you can have some music playing, or even if you maybe want to do it with friends, but brainstorm, dream about the things that you would like to do this year, dream about professional goals that you may have for yourself, goals for school, anything that you are currently working towards, write it down. That is the most important thing to do when you are trying to achieve your goals. The second piece of advice is, what are some small steps you can take to achieve your goals? I think it's easy once you write down that list to be like, okay, here's everything I want to do. But then you kind of look at it and you go, wait. This is a lot. This is overwhelming. And then you kind of start to have a moment of freaking out, which I do that all the time. Like I am a list girl. I will write down a to-do list. And I will just be like, okay, this is like everything that I need to get done. And then I will like go take a nap because I am so overwhelmed by everything that I need to do. But in a lot of books that I've read and other like mentors and people that I've talked to, they've really highly suggested that, you know, what are some small steps that you can take to help you reach this goal that you have or this thing that you want to accomplish? I really took this piece of advice when I was working a full-time, very demanding journalism job, and I was kind of feeling like, I don't know if I'm going to really stick with this. I think I want to go back to school for my PhD. So there were times where I'm like, how am I going to apply to PhD programs when I am working, you know, these like 10-hour days? So I started looking at, okay, well, I have PTO. So why not use that PTO that I have? So I'll still get paid. And obviously you just lose your PTO if you don't use it, and take those days to apply to different PhD programs. So I would often like reach out to my boss and just be like, hey, like I'm going to use my PTO on this Friday or, you know, on this Thursday. And she was like, yeah, that's cool. And on those days when I didn't have to work, I would go to a coffee shop, Barnes & Noble, little cafe, and I would just sit there and start researching different PhD programs, writing my essays, reading reviews or different things online to maybe figure out which program would be the best fit for me. And I cannot tell you how instrumental this was in helping me eventually turn in multiple applications for PhD programs. And I, you know, oftentimes like my friends and coworkers, they'd be like, how did you find the time to do this? And you have to schedule the time. You have to figure out, okay, what are some small things that I can do? Now, I was not completing whole applications and just like one, like sitting down in one setting and trying to like write, you know, an essay, but there were little things that I would focus on, like, okay, today I'm going to research programs. The next time I'm going to narrow down which programs I'm going to apply to. Okay. And then the third time I'm going to start writing my essays for the programs I want to get into. I'm going to start writing my bio for professors that I need recommendation letters from. And so it was just an easier way for me to take something that was really overwhelming at first and just breaking it down into small, tangible aspects that I was able to accomplish on my own and you know, within like 2 to 4 hours of a day. My third tip is to find accountability partners. It's often easy to do life alone, but we were not created to do life alone. We were created to do life in community, with friends, with family. So I encourage you to definitely find people in your life that you trust, that are supportive, that encourage you, that want to see you succeed, and have them hold you accountable for the goals that you have for yourself. Now, mind you, maybe there are some goals and dreams that you have for yourself that are personal and you don't really want to share that with anyone. And that's fine. Like, I understand that there are some things that you should keep to yourself and that could only be for you. But maybe, like, let's say it's a fitness goal. Maybe in 2025, you just want to be more consistent in getting in the gym. Find a friend that might be like someone who goes to the gym all the time, or maybe they also want to be more consistent on their gym journey. And so you can each hold each other accountable. Text them like, hey, do you want to go to the gym today? Hey, do you want to do a Pilates class with me? I found that the times in my life when I've accomplished things is when I've had people in my corner that have held me accountable. During undergrad, I had just finished swimming competitively. So this is probably like my junior year. And I ended up swimming in college up until my freshman year. And so I really have fallen off, honestly, for working out. I just was burned out from all the years of swimming. And I had a friend that I lived in like the very same like dorm as her. And she would say, hey, like, I'm going to the gym. Would you like to come? And we would go like early in the morning. She encouraged me to sign up for a weightlifting class, which is something I had only started doing like when I was swimming on the collegiate level. And I really enjoyed that. Was actually one of like my favorite classes that I ended up taking in undergrad was a weightlifting class. And I learned so much about just how to increase the weight without hurting yourself. And even after like tearing my ACL and all of that, like I learned really good tips on just how to make sure that I was like protecting my muscles, warming them up properly. But if it wasn't for my friend being like, hey, like, let's go to the gym, let's do this class, I would not have done this. And I would not have found one of like the favorite classes that I would take in and that I've taken in college. So I highly encourage you, if there's something that you want to do and you know you have a friend or somebody that is like also maybe applying for grad school, or maybe they're also looking for a new job, like you all can meet up on the weekends at, you know, a coffee shop or at a restaurant, have your laptops and just work together, like doing job searching, working on updating your resume, your cover letter, have them proofread it. I'm telling you, you just have no idea that sometimes the people that you are closest to can be such a great resource for you. And they can also encourage you when, you know, you get discouraged, when you're not feeling as inspired to do something. It will just change the way that you go after the things that you hope to achieve in life. My fourth tip for reaching your goal is to do the research. I know you're probably thinking, why would I do research on like a goal or a dream I have? But anything I have ever gone after in life, I have always done research. So do you want to start a business, write a book, apply to graduate programs, find books, videos, TED Talks of people that you look up to and admire and learn from them? I think an example of this for myself is when I was in undergrad, I had always listened to commencement speeches. And it was just something that I would listen to mostly to encourage myself because I, you know, you're doing your homework, you're having those long study hours. And I'm like, I am so over this, but I am always, you know, up for a good inspirational word, uplifting word. And so that's why I would listen to commencement speeches. But then when I found out that I could apply for the competition at my university, become the student speaker, I revisited a lot of those videos that I watched, but instead from a perspective or approach from doing research. So I was like, okay, what did they do to engage the audience? How did they organize their speech? What was included in their introduction? What was included in their conclusion? Is there a speech that maybe could have been improved on? And what is something that I would have done differently if I were giving that speech? So anything that you want to do in life, there has been somebody who has done it before you. And I think it's easier. I always say, you know, work smarter, not harder. So by working smarter, do your research. If there's a person that inspires you, look them up, read their book. If they have a book published, you know, if you want to get into real estate, find people that have been successful realtors, watch their videos on YouTube, follow them on Instagram. I'm telling you, you'll learn a lot from those people and it will help you, definitely not hurt you in the long run, to be able to reach your goals that you have for yourself. And it's not to say that you're going to be exactly like that person, but there are people that have gone before us that have made mistakes, and there are things that you can learn from them to just make your path in life so much easier. My fifth and final tip is that it's never too late to start again. One of my favorite professors used to say to me, life happens, and we are all going to face something that is going to challenge us from reaching our goals. Maybe that's a health setback, maybe a financial setback, family issues, relationship issues, whatever that is for you, you are going to face some type of hardship, some type of challenge that is really going to make it difficult for you to be able to reach your dreams that you have. But I encourage you to not give up. Even in these hard moments, you cannot give up. I think for me, when I look back on my life, there were so many times that I wanted to give up. When things looked really bad, it didn't look like it was going to go well. And I would always challenge myself after reading books about people who might have gone through something similar or watching a motivational video. And they often would say, I don't know what my life would look like if I would have given up. And it's usually at the point when you're this close to giving up is when you have that breakthrough, when you have that moment, when you reach the mountaintop and you are able to look back and see that it was worth it. I think another good example is so often we look at babies when they're learning to walk and oftentimes they fall a lot. And you will notice that, yes, while some will just revert back to crawling, there are other babies that get right back up and keep trying to walk. And imagine if they didn't keep trying to walk. They would never learn how to walk if they just would fall and say, you know what, I'm not trying again. So you're going to have to try again and again. And again, and there are going to be times when you are fall down, or maybe you even get knocked over and you're going to have to say, all right, it's time to get back up again. Dust yourself off, wipe your pants off and keep it moving. I also think that there are going to be times when you fail and there are going to be days when you say, you know what? I don't think I can achieve the goal that I have for today. I don't think I can do, you know, that little part of, like, let's say you take time off to work on grad school applications and you just wake up that day and you say, you know what, I don't feel good. I don't think, you know, this is the day that I can work on this. Okay, fine. Take that day off, rest, relax, and then you keep moving. Like, you keep moving, absolutely keep moving. So I would definitely encourage you to just know that every new day is a new beginning, okay? So from that, you're able to just wake up and say, yep, maybe I didn't reach my goal yesterday. Maybe I didn't get accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, but I'm going to wake up and I'm going to try again and I'm going to reach the goal that I have for myself. Like, that is what you have to do and you just cannot give up. I've always said to my mom that hard work always pays off. And there are times where maybe you won't see it overnight, the results that you hope to have or that you want, but hard work does always pay off. And it might happen years from now, right? that hard work that you put into college, maybe you don't get the grade that you wanted specifically on a certain exam. But it's when you finally get that bachelor's degree, that master's degree, and for me, hopefully my PhD degree, that you say, you know what? That studying did not go to waste because, yeah, maybe I didn't get the grade I wanted at that time on that exam. But in hindsight, it helped me to still pass the class. And then it all ultimately led to me eventually getting my degree. So don't give up. I hope if there's anything that you take away from any of the tips that I've given, the most important one is to just not give up, because if you give up, you'll never reach your goals and your dreams. So please keep going, keep trying, keep striving. I hope you know I'm in your corner. I am cheering you on, and I'm so excited to see what you accomplished. So just one more time, very quickly, the 5 tips to achieve your goals is to, 1, write your goals out, write them down. It can be electronically, it can be on paper, but have them visible for you to be able to see and to motivate you to get it done. The 2nd tip is, what are small steps that you can take to achieve your goals today? So sometimes our goals are lofty, they're overwhelming, but look at it in terms of, what can I do today to help me to achieve this goal for tomorrow? So make it into bite-sized, easy pieces for yourself. 3, find accountability partners, whether those are siblings, close friends, family, people that love you, support you, and encourage you. Have them in your corner. Have them hold you accountable. Have them send a text to be like, hey, did you go to the gym today? Hey, did you, you know, write down the list of schools that you want to apply to? Make sure you have people that are encouraging you and supporting you, because we are meant to live in community and not do life alone. 4, do the research. What do you want to accomplish in this year? Do you want to start a business, write a book, apply to graduate programs? Whatever that is, do the research, find out people who have gone before you that have done the work, and make sure that you are working smarter and not harder to learn from their mistakes and learn how you can reach your goals. And lastly, 5, it's never too late to start again. There are going to be days when you say, you know what? I don't think I can accomplish this today, but you just have to remember that tomorrow is a fresh start. It's a new day, and use that as an opportunity to wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can to reach my goals for today. So I really hope those tips help you all out. Please let me know in the review, or, you know, on my Instagram page, maybe message me or comment on one of the posts, like, what are the most important helpful tips that you found from this podcast? Or maybe what are some things that I didn't even mention that have helped you to reach your goals and accomplish your dreams? As always, I think it's important to set intentions for the new year. I hope those tips were helpful, and I'm so excited to see all that you're going to accomplish and achieve in the new year. But before I end today's episode, I want to leave you with my hopes for you in the new year. This is an affirmation that I wrote, and I hope it is helpful for you. I hope this year brings more laughter than tears, more joy than sorrow. May this year be the year where your dreams come true, where you see all of your hard work pay off in tangible ways. I hope you find moments of stillness in the chaos of life. I hope you spend time with family and friends, and that it recharges you when you may be drained. But more than anything, I hope this is the year where you dream more and fear less. Thanks for listening. And you can follow me on Instagram at Life Combos. So LifeConvos, the letter W, Tyriana, TYRIANA. And feel free to message or leave a review about your thoughts on the podcast. Until next time. Bye.